Well, now to the beluga spy whale, Valdemir. That's the name Norwegians gave the beluga whale after he showed up on their shores 4 years ago wearing a camera believed to be Russian. Val in Norwegian means whale, Demir, a reference to Vladimir Putin. Well, now Valdemir has resurfaced off the coast of Sweden without that camera harness. He's delighting onlookers, worrying officials who fear he'll be endangered by boats, and raising questions about the use of animals in spying. So let's bring in Gervase Phillips of Manchester Metropolitan University in the UK, who's studied exactly this. And Gervase, you write that this goes back to World War I when Britain's Royal Navy was trying to use sea lions to find German submarines, U-boats. That did not work. But how else have they been used?
Well, those early experiments, very much in the early days of animal behavior modification. So as those techniques progressed, the actual theory proved to be really quite sound. So the US Navy, after World War II, and particularly going into the 1960s, were training dolphins, porpoises, sea lions for a range of really useful duties. For example, for finding stuff off the seabed that had been dropped. They were able to recover that far more efficiently than human divers. And also, effectively as sentries, that they could guard a port installation. So they were using dolphins at Cam Ranh Bay during the Vietnam conflict, with the idea being that they would detect enemy saboteurs. And, well, what they would do then is a somewhat contentious point. In all probability, the plan was that they would signal their handlers that there was an intruder. But there have always been these sort of dark tales of killer dolphins with hypodermics attached to their beaks who went after enemy swimmers. Whether that was really true or not, we don't know.
It's wild. And they can do these things because of that ability they have of echolocation. They can emit a sound and then they wait for the echo to come back and so they can find things. But what about just plain spying, swimming around with cameras?
To me, that's a bit of a puzzle because you can train, as you say, a dolphin or a sea lion to perform a very specific task, like detecting mines or detecting something that's been lost over the side of a ship or whatever. But to spy requires an element of discernment. They kind of have to figure out what it is they're looking at and what it would be of interest. So I'm not saying it can't be done, but it's a bit of a puzzle to me. There was an experiment before the First World War, a German pharmacist called Julius Neubronner, who used to strap small cameras to burly pigeons.
Yeah.
With the idea that they would fly over enemy positions and take useful photographs for their intelligence services. But, of course, what would actually happen is, you know, you would get pictures of trees and fields and stuff that was really of no use whatsoever. So it seems a very uncertain method of spying to me. I can't say that's not what's being done, but it seems to me it lacks that kind of specific objective that you would want to train an animal to do, if you see what I mean.
Well, same with what we're reading. It was called Operation Acoustic Kitty. The CIA was trying to turn house cats into sort of a listening device. They would have a veterinarian sedate a cat, cut them open, put a microphone in, a radio transmitter, run a wire along them. The hope was they'd be deployed to the Kremlin. It fizzled out horribly, including one of the cats being hit by a car. We know that PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, has protested, for instance, the U.S. thoughts of deploying dolphins to, I think it was the Persian Gulf. What do you think is going to happen when it comes to this beluga whale?
The whale appears to have seized its own freedom, if you like. So I hope he's okay. I hope he's surviving okay and he's finding food. He's obviously quite used to people and seems to quite like people. So he comes to say hello. So I think I can see the concern the authorities have that, you know, there may be a collision with a boat or something like that. As far as I can tell, he's now his own boss.
Well, and I'm wondering, you know, cautionary tale there, but I just want to make sure I've heard what you said. Are you saying that it doesn't seem, this idea of training animals to spy doesn't seem to work, or maybe it is on a level we don't know about?
I hadn't encountered the CIA operation you've just mentioned.
That's because it didn't really work.
Seems a horrible thing.
Yeah.
And not really working is kind of a recurrent theme of some attempts to use animals in these kind of capacities. So like pigeon-borne cameras, it wasn't really practical. So given that animals are unpredictable in their behaviours, I think trying to get them to spy in that way would be quite difficult to do that with any degree of reliability.
One would hope. My opinion. Manchester Metropolitan University lecturer Gervase Phillips, thank you.
Thank you.